This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has put something new on the political table, a declaration of a national emergency. It is an effort to bypass Congress to build a wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico. The action also sets up a series of legal challenges that could help determine the limits of U.S. presidential power. Among the first to challenge the president, the state of California. AP's Warren Levinson has a report.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the details haven't been worked out yet, but California plans to lead a lawsuit to block the declaration of a state of emergency. Newsom says the state will be harmed more than any other by it, from a misuse of federal money to loss of control of the National Guard to increased drug smuggling.
He is arguing to make the drug problem in America worse by this action, not better.
California has repeatedly taken the president to court the last 2 years. Attorney General Javier Becerra says when this one is filed, it will be the state's 46th lawsuit against Trump. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Vatican said today Pope Francis has defrocked disgraced former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick and that the decision is definitive and admits of no further recourse or appeal. Vatican spokesperson Alessandro Gisotti.
The Congresso of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, at the conclusion of a penal process, issued a decree finding Theodore Edgar McCarrick, Archbishop Emeritus of Washington, D.C., guilty of the following delicts while a cleric: solicitation in the sacrament of confessions, and sins against the sixth commandment with minors and with adults, with the aggravating factor of the abuse of power.
The 88-year-old McCarrick was ordained a priest in 1958. He was made a cardinal in 2001. For all the day's news, you can go to voanews.com online or simply use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Egypt's military said there was a clash with suspected jihadists today at a checkpoint on the Sinai Peninsula. A military spokesman told AFP that 7 militants were killed in the attack in the rest of North Sinai, while 15 soldiers were either killed or wounded. Haitians are in the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, again this weekend, as the political turmoil continues to worsen. President Jovenel Moïse says he understands people's economic pain and has called for calm, a call which has so far been largely ignored. Demonstrators are demanding the president be ousted with the help of the international community. The UN Human Rights Office is calling on the Philippine judiciary to drop all charges against journalist Maria Ressa. It says pursuing the case threatens an independent media in the country. Ressa is the founder and CEO of the independent news outlet Rappler and a frequent critic of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Here's VOA's Lisa Schlein from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office is calling for a thorough independent review of all charges against Ressa and other media professionals in the Philippines. It urges the judiciary to safeguard its own independence by throwing out cases that clearly are politically motivated. It says the charges are not in line with international human rights standards. It adds they also trample on the rights of journalists to carry out their professional duties safely and without fear of reprisal. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Political uncertainty in Nigeria took a turn for the worse today with news that the presidential and parliamentary elections have been postponed for a week. The country's Electoral Commission chairman canceled the balloting just hours before the polls were scheduled to open. Mahmoud Yabuku told reporters it was a difficult but necessary decision for successful elections to take place.
The commission came to the conclusion that proceeding with the election as scheduled is no longer feasible. Consequently, the commission has decided to reschedule the presidential and national assembly elections.
The eventual Nigerian voting is expected to feature a tight race between incumbent President Muhammadu Buhari and his main challenger, former Vice President Atiku Abubakar. More than 200 tons of U.S. humanitarian aid intended for Venezuela is scheduled to begin arriving just across the border in Colombia today, delivered by U.S. military cargo planes. The aid will be delivered to Cucuta, where other food and medical supplies are being stored. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido has pledged that food and other aid will start flowing into his country in a week. Gene Randall, VOA News.